Welcome to the Kicking It With Ray podcast. I'm your host, Rainice, and I'm here to discuss all things reality TV from a black and brown perspective. From dating and marriage to competitions and everyday pop culture, I'll be diving into it all. Thanks so much for tuning in. Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Kicking It With Ray. I'm your host, Rainice, and this week I'm here with my darling friend, Danielle. Hi, Danielle.
Is that how my, it's not even how my voice sounds.
Hi. No, you went up real high.
Yeah, sorry. I got to, hey, it's me. I went like 7 octaves up. That was ridiculous.
It's all good.
I'm here. What up? Yeah, that's not my voice either. Sorry. I'm going to figure it out.
You're trying to figure out how you sound.
Like, how do I sound? Yeah, where am I? Here we
you're
are.
Like, me.
I'm just like Joey this week. I'm trying to figure my shit out. Okay.
Listen, we are all emotional this week. Okay. This was a crazy episode.
I can't wait to hear all your thoughts. Can't wait.
So week 5, starting right out, we find out that it's going to be Maria and Kelsey that get the one-on-ones, Kelsey T that is. And then the other girls are on a group date. They're in Montreal.
Girl, I'm sorry. They do not want that group date. Like they are, and it feels, you tell me, cause you know it much better, but I was like, this is a lot of fucking people. Like these aren't even like small broken off group dates now. Like we are still fucking group dating with all these hoes and just like they are tired, they are over the fuck it.
This is the time of the season where it's like if you haven't gotten a one-on-one, you are stressed and
absolutely
you are definitely feeling the pressure. And that's where we see Jess and Leia. Basically they are unhappy because this is now like they're now in a third country and they still haven't had a one-on-one.
Yeah.
So I understand the stress, the pressure that's going on. What I guess, and I'm a little bit confused because they did 2 episodes last week and it all seemed like one big week.
Girl, I was on Hulu and was like, what the fuck? Another episode? Why did they do that? Was there something going on? Did they miss a week? Why?
I think it was just because there was so much content because they literally started off with the group date and it was just so chaotic that everything just kind of flowed into the next, because that was only 1 week of episodes, really. Like it was a lot that happened in So yeah, it was a lot. It was stressful.
But it was good. Like it was, you know, sometimes they like make it 2 nights and you're like, get this shit off my screen. Yeah. Now there was shit. I mean, like when the one episode ended, I was like, damn, I'm ready for next week. And then it was like, next on Hulu. I was like,
oh, there is a god. Yes.
There is a bachelor god.
Yes. Listen, Maria is entertaining as fuck. So everything she does is just so good. So seeing her being part of the cold open, it was just beautiful. She's hilarious, making him say, I love you. And then being like, thank you.
My mom is in town. So you're watching it. And she was like, Does he even know what he says? I was like, no. And he don't fucking care. I'm calling it. How is he not going to pick Maria? That's where I just want to know, how are you not going to pick? It's going to be between Maria and Daisy. That's what I feel too.
Although I really want my girl Kelsey A to win. I just feel like it's coming down to Maria and Daisy. But the thing is, like, I don't see the physical chemistry with him and Daisy at all. The only reason I even think Daisy's up there is because every single episode we get a deep conversation with them too. And I think
Daisy's fun though. I think Daisy makes it fun and Maria makes it fun too. But I think Daisy
different types of fun.
They are. Can I ask you a question though? It's really on my list. Yeah. Was there not any trauma porn from Maria on the night portion?
There was, but the way Maria talks, it came off. It didn't come off. She was talking about that car accident her and her mother got into that Maria literally died. She flatlines and they brought her back when she was like 1 year old. And
that's right.
Yeah. And then that she talks about how her mom basically left the home and she goes into further detail on her TikTok. I'm actually going to repost it, the video where she talks about how her mother and father basically separated and her mother.
That was this week?
Yes. But she
did like, we hear it, about it before? Because
it
I'm
was
like
when they were on their one-on-one. So when they go to the dinner date, they talk.
Yeah.
And the way she says it, you're kind of like, wait a minute, she's talking about trauma, but she's like, she talks with a smile. And so she's explaining that, like, I was raised by men. She was raised by her dad and her brother. So she is a lot. She's not easy for her to be emotional and be, like, feminine in terms of, like, soft because she was raised by men. And I remember being like, that's why Maria is the way she is. I get it now. I completely understand. And actually, I'm lying. This was last week that she said.
Okay. I was like, so that just had to be, like, just the like one on like a this wasn't that's why I was like, oh shit, I've heard this before. But tonight I don't really remember if there was really any trauma point. But I agree with you in regards to how she talks about stuff. It's like, oh, it just is really matter of fact. But I was like, damn, I heard all of this shit and I thought it was wild. But I also, Maria kind of resonates with me and like my personality, just like kind of being like, you know, I like her a lot, but I don't really remember what they talked about the night portion. But I also think that Joy was like, so kind of like in his feelings that Maria did exactly what she, what he needed, gave him what he needed, which was like somebody to kind of pick up the mood.
Yep, exactly. I think that, because you did episode one with me and I feel like we both did not like Maria episode one. And now I'm like, I fucking love her.
I liked her. I liked her. I think other people didn't. I kept calling her Mariah.
Oh, yeah.
We liked her, but like, we just knew that like people who have that kind of like energy about her don't do well. Mm-hmm. On the show, because women attack her, which they have for weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. And like, I remember just being like, oh, she's gonna be a lot. I won't say that I didn't like her. I just thought she was gonna be a lot. And
yeah, I was gonna say, I don't think we said we didn't like her, but I knew that her personality, we were wondering if it was gonna be like clashing. But I think the way that she kind of handles things is real boss bitch. Mm-hmm. And so because of that, she was able to kind of like she was like, I'm not gonna be about this like talking shit and doing all this other stuff. And was able to kind of like reconnect with the women and have a good time. And then people just look like fucking haters.
Yeah. It's like we were talking about earlier. Like some people are just, their personality is very strong and in your face. And people either like it or they don't. But that doesn't necessarily mean she's a bad person.
No.
Because people don't like the way that she may have made them feel, quote unquote. Yeah. And I use that very lightly because I just feel like somebody doing something to benefit their relationship is not a slight on you.
Absolutely. Unless you are really insecure and then you feel like it is.
Yes.
Can you tell me like
what unless she like talks shit, unless she goes and talks shit about you too, Joey, then that's a slight on you.
Yeah. But
like,
no, yeah.
Wouldn't do that.
So. And she hasn't done that.
Yes.
What did you think about like the opening kind of like monologue when Joey was like, seemed to be really authentic and was kind of talking about like he was trying to grapple with his feelings, mm-hmm. and that like you can start to see this trend of like he feels like he has to be perfect and he, I think, wants to be a bachelor who is seen as like successful and good. I mean, like all that I feel like is like something we like haven't seen before. There was like moments in the episode where it was like breaking the fourth wall and all this shit that I was like, oh, they're like letting it out. Like, I don't know if Joey even like anticipated those things to be in the episode, but they are, you know?
Yeah, it felt very raw. I have said this a few times. I feel like Joey is the most authentic and genuine bachelor we have had.
I said those same words, but I didn't want to say genuine and real. So I said authentic.
Well, I feel like I'm going to end up regretting that. I don't know. Like, I'm so scared that the other shoe
is
really, and we're going to be like, fuck.
That's all right. Let it drop, bitch. Let it drop. We'll see.
So far, it's been perfect. And I'm just like, I am enjoying this season so much. Even though I think I said that I did feel like Zach was genuinely there to find love too. His season was boring. He wasn't a good man to watch. He's not good at expressing his feelings. I'm happy that him and Katie found each other, but Joey, the way that he relates to these women, the way that he expresses his emotions, the way he is like just presenting him trying to find love, I'm eating it up. I'm buying every second of it.
I know.
It's so good.
Girl, he is a snake oil salesman and I am buying it up, baby. Mm-hmm. Here's my dollars. Because I agree. Like, he just seems to be saying the things that we have all felt on this franchise and thought in this franchise, but in a way that just like, again, feels authentic, where he's like, I want to do well. And I know I'm not perfect, but I want, you know, and he's really being like, I don't want to come out of this without a relationship, which makes me really nervous because I feel like leads who do that pick somebody because they feel like they have to pick somebody.
Yeah.
Even if it might not be the right somebody, or his fear of like, kind of like, what was that man's name that looked like a thumb? He looked like a big ass thumb.
Clayton or either Clayton or Colton.
I know they would have said not Colton.
I'll be Clayton. I feel like it's
Clayton. But Clayton was like, I want to do well. I want to do well. I don't want to, you know, and like he just was like, he was so afraid that none of these women were going to like them.
Yeah.
And I'm just sitting here like, Joy, you fine. And your hair curls in multiple ways and it still be looking good. Somebody going to like you. And even if they don't, it's okay.
Yeah.
Somebody will.
The difference between Clayton and Joey is emotional intelligence. And
say it, child.
Didn't have any. Joey has so much. And I keep saying this, I am going to require all of my future partners to have an LGBTQ plus parent, have sisters, and have a therapist.
Like, look, even if they don't know they have an LGBTQ plus parent, they do. Okay, even if they're not out of their closet, they
do. Right. I just need this because the way they have raised this young man. Beautiful. It's just beautiful. So I enjoyed it. I thought that their scavenger hunt group date was a little crazy. The poutine, it was Jen who decided to put pineapples and chocolate sauce in poutine. Have you had poutine? You've had poutine before, right?
I haven't. I've heard of it, but
is it Minnesota, like right there?
You're right. Don't come for me. You all the fucking way right. I was so close. I was like an hour or two away from the border in North Dakota, and I've never been to Canada.
North Dakota is right on the border.
No, like half of my law school class were Canadians because we were so close. And like all I needed was a birth certificate. And Winnipeg is like right there. And I've never been. And now I'm fucking far away. I'm never going to go.
It's true. You are very far now. That's funny because that's my favorite layovers to do is the Canadian one. So I've been like so many times and I just go down to the bar and get some poutine. I love poutine. It's so good.
So it is good.
It's very good. It's just like fries and gravy basically and cheese.
Even though you say it like that, that combination.
Do you eat chili cheese fries?
Yeah. I love a chili cheese
fries. It's the same thing. It's
but with gravy?
The gravy, just think of it as like the meat sauce. That's what it is.
You're not selling it. Huh?
It's just meat sauce. And like, well, so I will say that the poutine I had my last trip to Canada did have steak in it as well.
Okay, now that sounds fucking delicious.
Yeah, so it's
like a steak and gravy on fries with cheese. I mean,
so you can have meat in it too, but I think that like original poutine, I think it doesn't have meat in it. So it's like French onion soup.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah.
That's basically what the gravy tastes like. It's the French onion soup. So just imagine dipping some fries in French onion.
Okay, we dip bread in it. So, okay, cool.
Bread in it, yeah. So imagine that's a fry. That's literally what poutine tastes like to me. Yeah. So anyway, it's delicious. I was listening to Bachelor Happy Hour. That's the one that Serena and Joe host. This was on accident. It started playing while I was in the shower and I didn't feel like getting out to turn it off. But one of the things that Serena says, I'm glad I did listen because she said.
Oh, true. Yeah.
She's
from Canada. God, Danielle.
First of all, she is Canadian. So she understands poutine. But Joe does too. But he was like, what would possess Jen to mix these things, and Serena gave us some insight where she's like, I understand what she was doing. She was probably just so bored on that date that she was like, I'm just gonna make Joey eat whatever, and it worked because she got screen time for doing that, you know.
So, I mean, I honestly was like, I think one, she was probably bored, and two, it's like, what's gonna make me stand out? I'm not saying that she's doing it to like get attention, but no, I think she's like, this is fucking boring. I'm tired of these bitches.
Jen is a mastermind schemer, but
right. She was like we all would do. It's like, I'm here. Let me just try some shit. Y'all got it out here. You put pineapple and chocolate.
If I just make a regular good one, that's boring, right? Let's make something and see if he eats it. And he's a good sport and did. And he ranks it a 4. I was like, Joey, there's no way. There's no way that was a 4.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Yeah, not at all. So anyway, so then they are also on the scavenger hunt and they like end up playing hockey or something, like street hockey.
It looked boring. It looked like they didn't have really shit to do.
It was weird. It was very weird. But we see all the girls, like when they make a goal, go kiss Joey. And you see Jess just literally freaking out. She is not doing well. So then we get to the portion where they just are having their individual talks with him during the, I guess it's the cocktail hour. And Jess gets sent home. I love to see it. I'm sorry for Jess. But
this is like another moment though, where like Joey was like really authentic and was like, the thing that I fear is me giving my all and somebody it not being enough.
Yeah.
And now I'm telling this girl who I know, we all know, Jess was like giving 110%, that the answer for you is no. Yeah. So like, I think that seeing him grapple with it and having those moments of like, I have that fear and I just did this, but him also being, but I know it's right. Like, I know, like we've all been there. We're like, I know this relationship has to end. And most of the time we do it in a really fucked up way and maybe it ends badly, but he was like, I know this is the right thing and it has to end. But also, this is not fun. So I liked it. I liked seeing that. I felt bad for Jess. I really truly did, although she Jesse was messy. I think we all she just like was reminiscent of all of us, where she's just like, okay. She's like, okay, like I'm kind of a mess. I'm trying to be like, you got this, girl, and you're trying to talk yourself through it. You're trying to like have these like positive, things in your mind to say. And then the worst thing that you think could happen happens. And then you're like, fuck. And she knew it.
She knew it. Yeah, it definitely reminds me of Jess from was that last season? Was that Zach's season she was on? Did you watch Zach's season? Like, I actually can't.
Not really,
I didn't think so.
sorry. Ooh.
So there was a girl, Jess, on that season too. She was on Bachelor in Paradise this past season, the one with the glitter. But
Okay.
she went through the same thing where he kept telling her it's okay, it's okay, but she wasn't getting a one-on-one, so she just basically like freaked out. I think the difference there is that she left and Zach didn't want her to. Zach was like, no, like trying to make her stay, but
Wait,
she knew.
she's the one who was talking to Blake, right?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
So, but she had the same freak out. I think this is a young girl thing that one, you haven't watched the show enough to understand how it works. Two, you're not secure enough in the conversations y'all are having. Because at one point, just this season, she says, whenever it's just me and him, we have really great conversations and I feel so assured. But then, like, the second that we're in the group, I don't feel that way anymore. Girl, you don't have to feel that way all the time. He has several other women he has to also make feel that way. There are going to be moments that you don't necessarily feel it. It's okay. Like and now I understand wanting to feel that all the time, but I just feel like you have to also understand the environment that you're in and what the show is going to be.
I agree with you though, like kind of back to your first point though, is that at the beginning you might have been okay with it, but now you're also talking about multiple women who have had one-on-ones and are going and kissing. And I think that it was their last episode or the beginning of this episode where women were like, oh, you can like see the connections.
Yes.
You can feel the connections. So
Yes.
you see yourself like everybody's kind of the same kind of playing field, and then you see that gap. Like, say even my son plays baseball, we all know this, but about me, if you know me. But like it's like the first inning, you're like, okay, and then all of a sudden it's like one run, two run, and then all of a sudden this gap just happens where it's like, and now you're six runs down, and like, so you can just see the field that is just not even anymore. So I think like I get where she's feeling, because all of those women who are kissing him have had one-on-ones or been on one-on-ones, and that group is getting smaller and you haven't. It's because he can't see it, sis.
I
And
agree.
she
Like
really tried so hard.
it's one of those things where it's like I agree with how she's feeling because it's probably not you, girl,
Right.
but I also still don't think you should have freaked out this way. Like there's because I mean
She's been freaking out for weeks.
I always go back to the fact that Catherine had her one-on-one like week seven. Her first one-on-one was late in the game
True.
and we never saw her freaking out this way. I know that I do remember her kind of being like, okay, like what's going on, but she did not freak out this way, but she was also a little bit older. And I just
How old is she? Do we know?
23 or 24, one of
Oh
the
my God. That, I mean, like I'm like, oh, that makes me feel so old, because I'm like 13 years older than.
Yeah, we're getting to a point where we could have birthed these contestants. It's
I'm gonna
very
throw up. You're right. But I mean, like, yeah, that is very different. So I guess like maybe I'm old and shut the fuck up because I'm 37. But I agree with you. Like,
Yeah, we
I
are
do
definitely
think.
watching this from like our frontal cortex lobe is fully formed.
Fully formed, like real understand. I work with like kids, so I'm like, oh, you don't have shit up there. And I have a 16-year-old. I'm like, oh, when they said you don't have anything, you really don't have shit up there. And so like you're
accurate.
3 years away, girl, from actually having it fully formed.
Yeah.
So I'm
So you.
speaking from a place of like elder wisdom that you should do better, but like I probably would be the exact same.
Which is like it's almost like I understand why they bring these age groups onto the show because they'll do anything and act crazy. But it's also like that's why the show is so annoying because they're so like they care more about being crazy and the fame than being for real and finding love. So I appreciate that now we have more of the older contestants left because Leia also went home this week and she was 23 too, I believe.
What did you think about her? What's your like real thoughts about Leia?
I am utterly shocked at the trajectory of Leia's time on this show. I do feel like a producer got in her ear and said, oh, well, why don't you do this? How would you feel about confronting her about confronting Medina about her being a bad friend? I don't think that was an idea that she had. I think that she trusted the producers, whether or not it was because they wanted her to throw that card away or because they promised her something. I feel like she was in cahoots with them in some way of like,
I agree,
working with them for a reason. This has been my theory this whole time. I don't believe for a second that all three of those girls knew how this was going to be edited. I think they were all told that they were going to be making Maria into the villain and were able to convince them, these, I'm talking about Jess, Sydney and, mm-hmm. and Leia, they were able to convince them to come on camera and talk shit about Maria because they were going to make her into the villain. And as soon as that edit started changing, these girls had to delete posts, had to like, you know, they had to go back on what they thought was going to be happening. All of them are shook right now on how the edit is turning out. I don't think any of them have happened. So I think Leia was convinced by producers to
show up and show up. You know, when I really thought that though, but like when she was like, peep the nails, peep the hair, I was like, you're talking to a producer. Yeah. You're like, am I ready? Peep this, peep that. And even the producer, when she got in the van tonight, like we all knew, like I feel, and I could be wrong, but I was watching it with my mom and my mom was like, there's producers in there asking you questions. I was like, of course there is, to make you fucking cry. But like, we've never seen that. And then for like the producer to ask the question and she like didn't answer, I was like, it was just like, girl, we know you're going to be on Bachelor in Paradise.
Felt very like she was pissed at them because it shouldn't be happening to her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad we were picking up the same thing because I was like, I felt like she was like producer, real planted. And then she was like, I did everything that y'all fucking told me to do. And he still sent me home.
Yeah. Like I threw away that card and I could have used it today for the
pretty. Absolutely.
Woman. Yeah. Yeah, I felt that way as well. So that's why I'm very careful to like talk about people being crazy and things.
Yeah.
Producers be doing shit to you. They be trying to get you to say stuff, thinking your edit's going one way, and then they use it differently. They also really frankenbit her words last week to make it seem like she was talking shit about Jess.
There was some weird vibe when she got in that fucking truck. She was like crying, and she just like, and the producer asked her a question, and she just kind of looked and looked away, and I was like, oh, she's pissed, but trying to keep it cool, but she's mad.
She's mad. And I don't blame her. And I think she was one of the ones, too, that has basically been like, you don't know the full story. Like, we'll be able to tell our story soon. Sydney has had to say the same thing. I think Jess said the same thing.
Like, oh, that made Sydney look crazy.
Absolutely. And I like, listen, I don't agree with her agreeing to be the villain. Like, it is never a good look to be a snitch on this show. Never. You are always going to be viewed terribly. But I think where Sydney didn't do herself any favors is like, once you realize that you were being sent home on the group date, that's when you should have known, baby girl, your edit's not going to be good. And so then for you to get on Instagram and be crazier is like, what were you thinking here?
Yeah, like, I mean, my mom was watching it. She was just like, she was like, if I went on this show, and I was like, they want you to be young. They ply you with liquor. They keep you up really late. Like that all of those things this was about like, not The Bachelor. This was about like Love Is Blind. And I was like, they create all of these scenarios to really get you to just be like, just unhinged. And if you got me tired, I'm old, right? I'm almost 40 years old. If I don't have enough sleep and enough back support, okay, like I'm sitting on a bleacher at a baseball game, and I'm like, I had to get the back thing. I can't have no lumbar support.
Yeah,
I'm old. So you talk about no lumbar support, a bunch of liquor, a whole bunch of bitches, and no sleep. I ain't no telling what the fuck I'm gonna say.
And then I was talking about how you remember on Katie Thurston season
when. Why do you keep bringing her up? You like every time. No, fuck you. Every time I come on here,
you bring up Katie. Because I remember that season the best for the bullshit. Because remember how they all hated Thomas. And then, because you know what, we've had more of those guys in the kicking it rooms than like any other season.
Right. But they come and they chat and they're like, this is some bullshit.
Shout out to Trey and Andrew. I know y'all aren't listening to this, but like, we love you. But so they all basically told us that it wasn't that they hated Thomas. It's that Thomas would do things to extend their filming time.
Yeah.
And then in the filming, they would be like, so what do you think about what Thomas did? And they would keep them there until they said some shit. So then now they have all these clips of people hating Thomas and they're able to put that together. But they're like, we didn't really hate him. It just was annoying because he was like extending our filming.
Girl, and I want to go to bed.
Exactly.
I will cut somebody out clean as fuck for you, producers. Exactly. If you fuck with somebody in my damn sleep.
Yes. If it's 2 o'clock in the morning, we have to be up at 6. Bitch, what do you want me to say? I'll say it. I don't care.
I will say it on my own. I will cut a hoe. Okay. Fuck that bitch and everything. I will talk about her daddy, her mama, her grandmama. Exactly. I need to go to bed.
So unfortunately, I just feel like that's a little bit of what we saw here, producer manipulation and with the women. So I'm glad now that the people they were mostly manipulating are all gone, because now it should just be fun times. Like seeing the date with Kelsey, I was really worried at first about this date because they were playing the kind of clown music while they were dancing or, doing the flips mm-hmm. and stuff. And I was like, oh, Lord, this is not the romantic music. This is not a romantic type of date.
Yeah.
This is a fun, cute, like, I would never want to do this again type of date. And now Joey's getting sick on it. Oh, he's not gonna pick someone who he thinks of throwing up and being nauseous with.
Yeah, absolutely. The whole point is to, like, have this, like, trauma bond. And it's, like, it depending on how it goes.
Yeah. And so I was really worried, but then they got on their date and we learned so much about Kelsey. We learned that her and her dad had a really great relationship. And then because of her not wanting to follow the religion anymore, which was, she's a
Jehovah's. I missed what the religion was. I figured they didn't say. So me and my mom were talking. I was like, I want to say Jehovah's Witness, like just like some of the clues that she mm-hmm. gave. So that
I was like, either that or Scientology. Like, I wasn't sure. They lived in LA, so it's very possible it could have been Scientology. Yeah. But yeah, it's Jehovah's Witness. So her dad did not support her going to college, and she decided to, become an actress. So she didn't have a good relationship with her dad. Girl, I was bawling. Like, this.
I was too. I was so sad because in my mind, I was like, and I told my mom this, I was like, if she doesn't make it to the end and win, quote unquote, mm-hmm. if they don't make her the bachelorette, this is like inherently how I know this entire franchise is racist. Because like, she has had so much poise and has been so caring and giving and open. And to be that open, like, well, that she said was resonated, where she was just like, my dad, who I love, who I had a great relationship with, mm-hmm. abandoned me completely. Mm-hmm. How am I supposed to love? Girl, I got chills. I was like, how am I supposed to love when you've done that to me? How am I ever supposed to trust another human being when I can't even trust my own parents?
My own father. It's crazy.
And I work with kids. So like, I have kids that I work with who are like, have no parents whatsoever. And so like, it's just, how do you love? How are you open? How do you heal? How do you believe in the love specifically of a man when the one man that you loved and had a great relationship with just completely abandoned? And everyone's like, oh, daddy issues. And I feel like I saw a lot of that on like Twitter. It's like, oh, daddy issues. Like, that's something different.
This is different because she was grown. She was 18 when this happened. And like, and this is even more personal. And like, I have daddy issues too, but like my dad he was a dick from like them getting divorced.
Sure, you know? I don't even know my daddy. I never met that man. I mean, this was so different. So different. And I just, if she doesn't win, quote unquote, because that's fine. Her and Joy doesn't have to be the relationship.
They have so many options for Bachelorette this season. Like I don't know how they're going to choose.
Let's take a quick break and pay some bills. And we're back.
So as much as I love Kelsey, I can't even say that I would think the franchise of race is racist if they don't pick her, because I think that Kelsey and Lexi have amazing stories too. Like Lexi. True. So like Lexi, her leaving this episode because the timeline doesn't match up for her. I'm almost like, she needs to be the bachelorette because we need to get her married in 6 months. Like, what are we talking about? She needs to be married and with child in 2 years.
So I really resonated with that. Like, I think that that's kind of happened in my life where it's like perfect person, mm-hmm. bad timing. And I have like endometriosis and have really suffered and like haven't been able to have kids and had a miscarriage. And me and my husband have tried for years, for like the 10 years we've been together, to conceive. So like, if somebody tells me like, hey, I need, your timeline doesn't match up with like where I know I need to be. Mm-hmm. I feel you. You got to go do what you got to do, sis. Like, you talking about 3 years of engagement, three more years to be married. That's not where I'm at.
No.
So I agree with you.
I think for Joey, I think that timeline only makes sense if you are 25 years old and dating. dating to like get to know each other, not dating. Right. You're about to be engaged soon, sir. Like,
so well, you know that's what an engagement means now. It's just like we're really just dating.
Yeah, it does. But I just feel like I don't like. First of all, I don't think anybody should date for more than 2 years if we're getting married. After 2 years, you know, at our big ages, he's 28 years old. Now I say under 25 doesn't count. Like nothing that happens before 25 matters. After once you get to 28, you date someone for 2 years and you don't know if you want to marry them yet. Come on.
I agree. I think that, you know, you definitely know. Why are you waiting? But I have friends again who like literally and love the pod who have been engaged or like dating their partners for a really long time. So I can't judge what somebody else is doing, but, I don't know.
Some people don't want to get married, and that's a different thing. Like some people are just, that's just not your thing, and that's fine. I don't think those people are on The Bachelor, you know? Like, I feel like me, I don't know if I want to be married. I think about that all the time. I applied for Married at First Sight, but then I literally was like, is that what I want? Like, I don't know if that's what I want. So I could see myself dating someone for years and we never get married because I don't think that's what I want. But if you want marriage, that is the goal, that's why you're on The Bachelor, why would you need 5 years? He said three. I'm being dramatic.
Well, no, that's right. He said like you know, a couple years of dating, yeah, and then before children. He definitely, yeah, said he wants several years of being married just between the two of you, which I always tell people, don't rush to have kids. You should probably get to know your partners, because now me and my husband are kind of on like the other side where we're like going to be empty nesters soon. And yeah, I was like, I don't even know if I fucking know you.
Yeah.
What are we going to do when there's not a kid there? Yeah. So I totally get it, but it wasn't her timeline. And so I think that was really, but I agree with you. Like that's a contestant. It was a
valid conversation for both of them. I'm not even faulting Joey for his timeline. Like, I don't think that that's
not at all.
But I think that realistically, if Lexi had been the one, if he had been like, no, I need her to stay, and I know that she has this thing, this health issue, I don't think that would have been his timeline.
I agree.
Think his timeline would have been like, listen, I know that you got some stuff going on, so if we need to have kids within 2 years,
he'd have been like, well, can we freeze some eggs? Yeah. Can we do some brand deals and be like Astrid and like get us some IVF? I mean, like, I think he would have figured it out if she was.
He would have figured it out. And I feel that way for any woman that he gets with. I don't really see the point or any of these women wanting to take a proposal and then wait 3 years to get married. That's a long time. Especially like a lot of them are around his age range. Maria's 29. I forget how old Daisy is. But a lot of them are 27 to 29 to 30. So 3 years is a long time when we're talking about eggs and things. So I just hope that he, you know, thinks about that a little bit more and whoever he chooses either is young enough that time frame is okay, or that they choose to speed it up a little bit. Cause even Charity and Dalton have already set their date for 2025. So that's
so cute.
Yeah. So they're only 2 years out. So I think 2 years is appropriate, especially if you're on the show, you get engaged. 2 years is plenty of time to get to know someone who you have already agreed to marry.
It reminds me exactly like of Rachel, right? Rachel was like, I am not here to get a boyfriend. Yeah. It's like, you could have a mediocre life. And it's like, I would like to go and be married. That was my goal. And a lot of people have marriage as a goal, which is never a bad thing. So
it's never a bad thing if that's what you want.
Yeah, so I agree.
Know what you want and don't settle for less. Don't just date someone forever because you're scared to let them go.
Yeah.
Like I look at, what's his name? Matt James and Rachel McKKK and their relationship. And I'm like, listen, they seem happy as hell. I'm not trying to shit on them at all. I love watching their like food content, whatever. But y'all have been dating for like 3 years at this point.
Has it been 3 years? It feels longer than that, but
it was 2021, I believe, because it was the first Bachelor season.
Golly, it feels like it's been years. Yeah.
I mean, it feels forever. It's been a minimum of 3 years, and I'm just like, if you guys like it, I love it. I'm just saying, y'all aren't getting any younger, and I know Matt is in his 30s now. I don't know how old Rachel is. I don't get it. I don't understand unless you're just dating for fun.
But 3 years to be dating for fun. I don't know. Can I ask you this though? Like my mom, this is actually my mom's question. Yeah. The women seem to be really like enthralled with each other. Like, they're holding hands. They seem to be, like, really down for each other. Is that always like that? And that the producers just don't show us that because they're ready for the drama and the cattiness? Or are women just kind of coming on there like, look, this is like a very slim chance I'm going to date this guy, but I am going to make these like lifelong friends. And, you know, like, what do you think?
I think this season is different than any other season we've ever had before because, one, new regimen up top, all new people who are running shit. Two, The Bachelor is embracing the girls' social media pages. In years past, The Bachelor did not tag these women, did not do any promo for their Instagram pages or anything. This year, they are literally filming TikToks in the mansion. When have we ever seen that?
Oh, because they know it's good content.
They know it's good content.
Like a Love Island
It makes it feel, it almost makes it feel like a Love Island for real, where we're watching this shit happen in real time, because you're posting this video as I'm watching y'all in those same outfits right now.
Right.
It seems real. And so I'm more invested in the show because I feel like, oh, I'm invested in these friendships. I don't think the friendships are any different this year. I think we're just seeing it more. Okay. We're seeing them have fun in the mansion. We're seeing the love and the fun things that they're doing. And we never got to see that before.
Yeah, okay, cool. Like, that's the, I mean, like, they saw them, like, on the dates, like, holding hands, and then when they said Jess is leaving, they were all, like, stunned. Because, like, me, I'm gonna be like, oh, no! One less bitch that is coming for my man. But they all seemed like, holy shit. And maybe the shock of, like, oh, fuck. Not even at a rose ceremony.
I think we have established that you and I are not meant for shows like this.
No, that's true, yeah.
I'm not there to make friends. I really don't care. Like, no. I mean, would just happen naturally by, like, you know, Stockholm syndrome. Like, we're just stuck together. But I wouldn't be crying with girls who I wasn't, especially the ones I wasn't close to. But that's also why I'm like, oh, the editing's been tricky, because they clearly cared about Jess leaving.
True. And at the same time, like we talked about, if you ply me with enough liquor and you don't give me enough sleep, I might be liable to just be like crying over a bitch Sally. I'm like, no, God, Sally. Yeah. No, but it's like, Sally. I'm really just tired. I don't give a fuck about that, huh? I'm exhausted.
That, like, for all we know, they could have been showing clips of them being like, girls, there's no more liquor. What?
Right. Which they'd be like, girls, we got 3 more hours. They'd be like, can I get some lumbar support? Yeah. Please. And then all of a sudden you see me crying about shit that has nothing to do with it.
Okay. Nothing to do with it. That is how they do editing, y'all. That is how
I know. And that is why I'm not set up for this life. I
know. No, not at all. Mm-mm. Oh my gosh. So yeah, I mean, that's pretty much the episode. We lost, Lexi self-eliminated, Jess got sent home on the group day, and then at the rose ceremony we lost Caitlin and Leia,
which I wasn't surprised. Like, looking at that group, I was like, I think you have the least connection. Like, I thought that it was valid.
I thought so too. I only hesitated for a second because we, like, the conversation that Rachel and Joey had was not nearly as good as the one him and Caitlin had at the rose ceremony.
Yeah.
From what we saw, like, Rachel just felt like she was very uncomfortable. They kept showing scenes of her, like, with her eyes going up, looking at when they were playing the piano, when Leia was teaching her to play the piano, and Rachel was, like, so uncomfortable. And I was like, oh no, they're giving her the, like, kind of jealousy edit or whatever. So I wasn't sure what was going to happen between Rachel and Caitlin. And then, because in the rose ceremony with Caitlin, she was so cute. She was like, yeah, this is Lexi's dress. This was actually at the group date. Cocktail hour this happened, but their conversation was just so cute. They were kissing and it just seemed very like he's very into her, so I was a little bit like, I don't know which way it's gonna go.
I definitely think he likes her, but looking at all of the other relationships, I just think that he liked the others more. I was a little surprised about Jen. My mom also doesn't think that he likes Jen. She was like, when they were kissing, he was like, he didn't lean in at all. Like, he was like, I don't think he likes her.
They keep showing them having these adorable moments. So I'm like, no, he definitely likes her. It's a different type of, like, I think that the way he likes Maria, Daisy, Jen, Rachel, so different.
Yeah, I 100% agree. For very different things.
Very different things.
Yeah.
Even like Kelsey A, I'm like, I see him and Kelsey A together the best. Like, even though his sexual chemistry with Maria is like out of this world.
I mean, I just, at this point, I'm like, she got to get to fantasy suite. Yeah. I mean, she's got to, there's no choice.
I just don't see them as a couple. like too outgoing. I don't feel like their personalities match as much as they might. Maybe they complement each other. Like maybe he's more subdued and she is more vibrant, and maybe that's fun. But I feel like Kelsey A and Joey's personalities are the same, where they're both like goofy and can be vibrant or can be chill, you know? Yeah. Like, I just think they're more similar. I think Daisy is always chill. I think Rachel is always
chill. I think Daisy's funny. Like, I found, like, she seems to be jokey and funny and can but have I think a good she's time.
In a chill way.
Yeah. But, like, yeah. Same as, like, Kelsey. I think, like, they both have a different vibe, but I feel like I guess it also depends on, like, is Joey the person who really wants, does he want to be the outgoing one?
Yeah.
If you're really looking for, like, an opposite, like, you know, would he really want to take the lead, or would he really want a woman like Maria, who's like, she's going to command a room, take the lead, and you're kind of like, you know, ooh, that, I didn't like how I thought about that, but I was going to say, like you're just like, you know, her accessory.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
I mean, that's why I just thought about it. But I mean, like, do you want to be her accessory, or do you want to be,
like, Maria is the star in this relationship.
She is.
There's nothing wrong with, like, with that. There's nothing wrong with that at all. You think of, like, Brian and Rachel, Lindsay. Like, Rachel Lindsay was the star. Brian was her accessory. But they just are getting divorced, you know? So
I know. It's hard.
It's like, yeah, it's like, I don't know if that works that way.
Like,
well.
Simone Biles and whoever her husband
and whoever she's married to.
Yeah, he has to decide if he wants to be the Simone Biles husband with Maria. But she would be amazing as a lead. She would be amazing. I think she would have a great season.
Her season would be so funny. She kind of reminds me of Caitlin Bristow. And
same energy, yeah.
Yeah, same energy. And so I think it could be a phenomenal season. I would just be worried about the men that they bring on for her.
Why?
Because I don't think anyone can handle her that would also come on TV that I want to see.
you know? Yeah, true.
Because, like, you got to be a little bit crazy to come on a reality show. There's a little bit of insanity in you. I'm speaking for myself as well. but you also, like, she needs a man who can lead her and still have a good time. But he's got to have, like, a firm hand. I don't think that's Joey. I don't think Joey is, like, a firm leader. I think he's a silent leader. And I don't think that, like, not to say that Maria wouldn't respect that, but I just think women like Maria, like ourselves, we're going to get bored after a while. Unless like, I just don't see Joey being, like, a silent leader. I just don't see it of him. I think
he gets really quiet and small the bigger that she gets. Like, even in the episodes. Like, the more that she's, like, really out, like, boastful. So he just has to decide. If that's what he wants. And if that's what you want, then that is a Maria, and that's fine. If that's not what you want, it might be a more chill person like Kelsey A or like Daisy or even Kelsey.
So Kelsey and A are very similar. Kelsey A and Daisy are very similar. Like, okay, so remember when they were on the car date? This is the example I'm going to use. And Maria kept having him say stuff in French.
Right.
He was just cracking up laughing and being like, what are you having me say? He didn't have any type of witty comeback. It wasn't like tit for tat. And
was banter.
Was no banter. Yeah. And I'm like, he just can't handle her. He's just going to sit there and crack up laughing because he doesn't know what to say.
He's going to do whatever she says. Yeah.
Exactly. Whereas I feel like with Daisy and Kelsey, he could have that tit for tat, that banter, and they're both cracking up laughing. And it's just a different energy. So Maria needs someone who can go tit for tat with her.
Yeah, I agree. I 100% agree. And that's like, not to say anything bad about her or, like, her personality and the way that she, you know, does things, like, none of that. But
yeah, I think, I'm the same way. So,
girl, speaking, preaching from the choir. And, like, again, I think my husband, who is super introverted, is like, oh, I will be your accessory. Like, and he went somewhere recently and was like, I never want to go anywhere without you. He was like, why? Like, you do all the talking. He was like, people are asking me questions. He was getting snappy. Like, they were like, oh. He's like, she's fine. He was like, I there's so many questions. Everybody's talking to me. I don't want this. So, like, that, but that doesn't seem to be Joey's personality, especially when you're the lead on The Bachelor.
Exactly.
It's got to be more even.
And what's funny, so I'm technically very introverted, but because I grew up moving around so much and, like, being an only child by my mom, I had to be extroverted. I had to, like, learn how to do that. So when I'm in social settings, I can turn it on and I can be the butterfly of the room. I just went to Sundance with one of my partners and he like literally brought me to events so that I could go charm the room, you know?
Yeah. Well, so, remember too, it's like introvert or extrovert is how you recharge.
Yes, exactly.
And everybody wants to say you're an extrovert because you go just and work good. Around, yeah. But it's how do you recharge when you're done with
I'm
that?
Dying. Is it, dying
exactly and so that's what makes you introverted but you're yes. able to be social whereas yes. me like I find energy by talking to people and having those conversations so like we all I feel like there's been this like negative connotation about extroverts and introverts where it's like oh you're shy it's like no how do I recharge my battery
yep, and exactly
for you you're like not talking to you
got into a fight with my grandfather about that one time because he was like you ain't no damn introvert and I was
like because I don't know.
Anyway, back to this shit show. So yes, it was a great episode. Did you hear how Nick Viall was talking shit about Joey because he hadn't let any women go like outside of a rose ceremony yet?
I don't particularly care for Nick Viall. Nick Viall.
He's a problematic fave. He's a problematic fave, so I always see his headlines.
But he did. I don't so like is that
today. So like he said this last week. So
I hope Joey says something. Like
yeah, I almost did in my story. Like, well, Nick Viall will be satisfied now because I went back to because I had to go do recaps of Nick's season because I was like, who did you let go?
And Nick be talking a whole bunch of shit about stuff he ain't do well, and Nick's, and can't do and Nick's, wouldn't do.
Nick's season was chaotic as fuck, and he had a girl on there.
Which one girl? He had been on about with the show about 3-4 times.
Oh, his bachelor season when he was the lead, but there was a girl that came on there who he had a one night stand with, and so like he ended up letting her go episode 2 because she was out there. Like, do you remember this season?
Yeah.
It's insane. I was reading the recap, like, holy shit, I forgot that happened. Because
if
you didn't watch his season, this girl, him and her were both at a wedding. I think she was in the wedding and he was just like there.
They ended up
This was like around Paradise time. Paradise was airing, I believe. So
right.
I don't remember if he already knew he was going to be the Bachelor or if he was still in talks about it, but like he had been on TV already. So him and her have sex. She refuses to give him her number. Like he asked her for it and she was like, you know what? You've got a lot going on. Don't even worry about it. And so he didn't get her number. He's like, cool. Got out of that easy. Then this girl shows up night one and he's like,
the problem was that she was cute and I liked her, so that was the problem.
But so they end up going on this group date where all the women have to fake a breakup scene with Nick and they're in a museum and they have to fake the breakup scene in front of people at the museum. Super awkward, super inappropriate. And in her breakup scene, she basically brings up the fact that he fucked her and didn't call her.
That's right, I remember that.
Yes. And then it was like, wait, you told me not to call you. Like, it was just so awkward. So they end up having this really awkward conversation where he he's like, okay, game over. Girl, what are we doing? Why are you here? Like, if you're so mad at me, why did you come here? And then ends up sending her home on that date.
I remember that so vividly.
It was insane. So because of that, he now thinks that that's how all seasons should go. All seasons should have drama or you send somebody home that's not on the one-on-one or not on the rose date.
This season, I mean, Corinne, I forgot, Raven, that one girl who Jamie was on there, Rachel, I mean, Taylor, I forgot all but all these hoes.
He had a lot of heavy hitters on his season. Lucky.
Scallop fingers. Anyway.
Yes. So anyway, he just was talking shit and it's like, not every season has to be dramatic or has to be traumatizing for these women. Cause I'm sure that breakup scene that you had with that girl was hella traumatic for her.
I agree. I mean, I think that this is a good season because we always say it has to be a balance of love and goodness, it has, you know, but it also has to be a little bit of drama, but it can't be too much drama. It's got to be, you know, that box. It's like good, evil, bad, evil, whatever. It's got to be right in the middle, because if it's too lovey-dovey and not enough drama, it's boring. If it's too much drama and no love, it's like I'm tired of these bitches arguing. So
yeah, same. Yeah, so anyway, I don't have anything else to say about this episode. That's I guess the only real thing is, who do you think is going to hometowns? Top four. Who do you think is going?
A Daisy. I was going to say Mariah. Golly. Maria. Who are my other options?
Let me go back to my list. We've got Jen, Kelsey T, Kelsey A, Rachel, and Daisy. That's it.
I'm going to say Kelsey A. Maybe Kelsey T for diversity and the drama.
Yeah.
But I don't think he likes, I mean, maybe Jen, I don't really think he likes Jen. I don't know.
I'm torn between Kelsey T and Rachel.
Oh shit, Rachel. Okay, scrap that. Yeah, I forget about her. Okay, Rachel, Daisy, Maria, Kelsey A.
I'm torn between those two because I feel like they're kind of fizzling a lot the last two episodes, Rachel, Joey, whereas I feel like Kelsey and him just heated up, you know?
Yeah. I love Rachel, and I like Rachel that she like wears glasses, and I think she's so stunning. Like, just, I mean, like literally hair tied chili with no makeup on. Like, that's what I think, she's absolutely gorgeous, and I think that he could see himself really like kicking it and hanging with her.
Yeah, I agree. So I like, my top four for the longest was always Daisy, Kelsey A, Rachel, and Jen. Actually, no, it was Lexi. Lexi just left, so I just added Jen in there. But now I'm like, ooh, Kelsey might be up in there.
Maybe.
Yes, we shall see. Because I mean, I think Jen is still adorable, and I would love. To, you know, for her to make it that far. She was already the first monoracial Asian woman to receive a one-on-one date. Mm-hmm. So let's go ahead and knock out another first and get her to hometowns.
Yeah.
But
I mean, I think she's absolutely stunning. She's beautiful. Yeah. And I think she has a lot of personality. I just don't know if I see the relationship with her. She had a one. Yeah, she did have a one. Yeah, I don't know.
It maybe had, like, first one, the second one-on-one. But
yeah, it's hard when like shit is like weeks ago too. You start to like forget. But
yeah, so,
but
then I guess this week that means we're gonna see girls get double one-on-one. So the double one-on-ones will happen coming up.
Yeah. And
then the week after that is hometowns. So
it's wild. This shit is going so fast, but I also like am glad that it's going fast too. Same. This season in particular, I'm like, I'm ready for the hometowns. I'm ready to like kind of see how this plays out, because I do think, I honestly, truly, I'm like, I don't know how you're going to pick. These women seem great. There's at least three or four women who I'm like, these are great women that I think I could see you vibing with for life. And I don't know how you're going to choose.
Yeah. I think it really is going to come down to hometowns this time.
Yeah.
How he meshes with their families, their beliefs and stuff. Like, he has a gay dad. I can't. So I did kind of get spoiled on accident.
Don't tell us.
I'm not gonna tell. And I don't know for sure if it's a spoil, because it was one of those like, I scanned and
you saw something, and
I saw something that I was like, did I spoil myself? I don't know, because it wasn't like them saying confirm. It wasn't a confirmation. It was like somebody else saying something else that they saw or whatever.
Yeah.
So anyway, but this particular person, their family background votes very Trump. So,
who of those four do you think? Who do you think would have Trump?
No, okay, never mind. Say it, because then that.
Okay, no, don't tell me.
Yes.
Don't tell me.
So, and you know, like, I felt like you saw the post of him at the White House on Valentine's Day.
Mm-mm.
Oh my gosh, I'll send them to you. But so yeah, he met up with Kamala and the second husband, and they did a whole little skit. And then he met up with the press secretary, and they did a whole little skit. Which I can't think of a time in history that we've seen The Bachelor interact with politicians. I mean, maybe
not that high up. Yeah,
not that high up. I feel like, so I'm like, this is a message. This is a statement, and I feel very strongly that if Joey was not a left-leaning voter, that he would not have wanted to be there. I feel like he would have been like, I put my foot down, I can't do this promo.
I agree.
I feel like that would make sense, that he would say no. Now, he's a non-voter. I don't know. I haven't personally looked up his politics. I'm sure there's somebody who knows better. But I just feel like a man who goes to therapy, who has a gay dad, is probably not voting right.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know if I did not know his dad was gay.
Oh, because you didn't watch Charity Season?
Don't call me out.
Did we just catch you?
Not a lot. I don't think I watched his season, her season a ton.
Yeah, so what we learned is that his parents got divorced because his dad came out of the closet. And so, yeah, he started going to therapy around that time. And yeah, they have a really great co-parenting relationship, and he's always like felt loved.
That's why, what was I saying? Like, I've seen them together. So I guess I just assumed. I did not.
Yeah,
realize.
They did do the hometown together. But I mean, it was very clear they weren't together when they did it. Yeah. You know, it was like they were sitting on opposite ends and not really interacting with each other. But yeah, he does not strike me as someone who would be voting conservative. But who knows?
Who knows? I mean, you never know, but I agree. I mean, like,
white
I think,
gay yeah. men, white gay men vote against their self-interest all the time. So,
girl, you know who be trying to ride for this motherfucking country every time? Black women. On our motherfucking backs. Every time.
Y'all every fucking year. Every 2 years, we try to save y'all. And y'all don't be wanting to listen.
Y'all don't listen.
So annoying.
Well, thank you so much for having me. Again, like I told you before the pod, I'll tell you again, this franchise owes you money, because it's the only reason I'm watching is because I need Ray to know that I'm like up to date and watching it and paying attention. And I'm always like texting you random shit. I'm like, girl, a day later. I'm like, girl.
Oh, like 2 days later. I'm like, what the fuck is she? Oh, okay.
You're like, what did she say? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. I'm like, girl, Jess, blah, blah, blah. So I appreciate you.
Yes, of course. Anytime. I love having friends to talk about this with, because, you know, for so long, we felt alone. We felt like, who else is watching this except for
us? I know. And like meeting Megan and being like talking about it randomly. I think I was in secret. I was like, I kind of like The Bachelor.
What?
So, and I'm Black. So I love it. I love it. I love it. I'm glad
now that we can't get Megan to come back on. Like,
no, Megan is done. Megan is done with this fucking franchise for good. But she loves us.
Yes.
And that's all that matters. And we love her. And we mean it.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, love you to pieces.
Bye, girl.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining me, and a special shout out to my guests. All of their social media and page info can be found in the show notes. If you liked what you heard, please like, subscribe, and follow this podcast and my Instagram page at kickingit_Ray. That's RAE. Theme song was created by Chad Milner, and producing and editing was all done by me. See you next week.